A former inmate in the White County Jail, Breanne Cobb, has filed a lawsuit against the sheriff, county commissioners, and former correctional officer William Cottrell, alleging the elected officials failed to protect her from being sexually abused by Cottrell on two occasions in May 2024. He was charged with two counts of sexual misconduct with a person in lawful detention and reportedly pleaded guilty to one count and in March was sentenced to 3 years in county jail with 2 years suspended to probation. Cobb is seeking damages in three counts, negligence, violation of her civil rights, and sexual battery against Cottrell. The complaint alleges that a correctional officer commits a felony by engaging in sexual misconduct with an inmate, and she further alleges that since she was an inmate, she cannot legally consent to such contact. The nation's education scorecard is composed by researchers from Harvard and Stanford, shows Indiana reading recovery from 2022 to 2025, is one of the top in the nation, ranking 6th out of the 35 states tested. The researchers at these two prestigious universities said this is early evidence that the state's reforms are improving literacy rates. Math gains, however, were modest, as a turnover in math teachers statewide remains a problem. The National Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee has announced that they will be providing campaign assistance for 11 state representative races in this fall's election, as they try to reduce the Republican supermajority. Of the 11 seats named, 6 are currently held by the GOP, while the remaining 5 are priority seats that the Democratic Party currently holds. The closest flip target race in this area, as designated by the group, would be against 4th District incumbent Ed Soliday of Valparaiso. The closest hold priorities announced by the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee are also in the same area: District 9 Representative Randy Novak of Michigan City and District 10 Representative Chuck Mosley. The National Democratic Group said that it would provide the candidates with support and resources for data, research, polling, advertising, and direct voter contact. Currently, 70 of the 100 state representatives are Republican. The Indiana Department of Transportation has announced that U.S. 24 in two locations between County Road 50 East and the West Junction of State Road 55 will close starting on or after Tuesday, May 26th. This is about a 3-mile stretch on U.S. 24 west of Goodland. Two culverts will be replaced, requiring a 5-day road closure. Motorists should seek alternate routes, and the official detour follows state-maintained highways only. Enjoy your day and stay safe and well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.